Today, we'd like to study the title over spiritual gifts in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 4 to 6, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Please explain the verses. Question 2, in verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Please explain this verse with examples. Last question in verse 10, to another, the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of a spirit, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Please explain this verse with examples. This letter's writer is a disciple Paul. Receivers Corinthian Christians. For spiritual gifts or the gifts of the Spirit, their donor is the Holy Spirit, and their recipient of gifts or donees are Christians. Their purpose is to benefit or edify the body of Christ, in verse 7, not to harm or divide his body. Every gift is equally important to build up his body. To benefit all of us, discerning is encouraged, but judgment is in general discouraged. What does discern mean? To observe or understand establish difficult things. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, Jesus says, let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. So to benefit his body, we need discerning. How about judgment? Judgment defines as a decision made by judge or a court law, court of law. Number two definition, conclusive opinion. In general, judgment is discouraged because James chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? So the righteous judge is only God. But there is an exception. So self-judgment ultimately to benefit his body. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, not others, for me, ourselves, we would not be judged by others. Otherwise, we would not be stumbling block to others. Number two, exception. Clearly evident sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother. Here, clearly evident sin, who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner. Not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside, outside meaning non-church, non-Christians, do you not judge those who are inside? So Christians, we should judge, because not to harm to other people. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 24 says, some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, which meaning some sinners during their lives face judgment. But those are some men follow letters. Anyway, when those go to in heaven, the righteous judge, the Lord will judge them. So therefore, judgment, we hesitate to make judges people. Anyway, yeah. The, in heaven, God will judge you. God knows everything. God knows our heart. But we encourage discernment, because otherwise, we all fall into a ditch. So the purpose is to benefit the body of Christ, not to harm the body of Christ. Today, we are studying spiritual gifts, same purpose, to benefit the body of Christ, not to harm the body of Christ. Here, verse 1, now concerning spiritual gifts, or above spiritual gifts, which meaning gifts of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant, which meaning Corinthian Christians, many people do not know. That's why disciples said, I do not want you to be ignorant. Also, today, many Christians don't know the nature of a spiritual gift either. You know that you were Gentiles. Gentiles are carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. At one time, you are pagans who are worshiping dumb idols, and in many ways are led by them. Verse 3, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. How can we, as third parties, discern whether or not a person who exercises such a following gift is really coming from the Holy Spirit, or evil spirit, or flesh? Number one, the checklist, does the person accurse Jesus? If we answer yes, not from the Spirit of God, or Lord, or God the Father. But he or she does not accuse Jesus, no. To next question, and does that person call Jesus as the Lord? If we answer yes, from the Spirit, or from the Lord, or from God, Trinity God. Otherwise, unlikely from God. For example, Buddhist miracle, also miracle, we see that, but that is a miracle, obviously not coming from the Spirit of God. Also in the Bible, Simon's example, Simon's practice of sorcery in Samaria, book of Acts chapter 8, verse 9 to 10. Simon later became a born-again Christian. But before born-again Christian, the people said, but there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery, sorcery which means witchcraft, in the city of Samaria, and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Actually not. So how can discern? This is a disciple gives two questions right here. Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts. Here, diversity of gifts, verses 8 to 10, which we read. Also, plus verse 28, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 28, additional the apostles, prophets, teachers, helpers, administrators. Also, Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, another, the gift, teachers, exhorters, givers, leaders, showing mercy. So, that kind of, so, a lot of gifts. What purpose? To benefit his body, to edify the body of Christ. That's the purpose. But today, we are covering verses 8 to 10. Verse 4 said, 4, 5, 6, you know, we can see. First one, the same Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. Then verse 5, last one, the same Lord, that is Jesus Christ, Son of God. That's the last one, verse 6, the same God, God the Father. So Trinity God, the Trinity God actually gave a gift to benefit for all of us, all children of God. Then diversity of gift simply means variety of gift, a lot of gift. Then verse 5, differences of ministries. King James Version said administration, differences of administration. That means the differences of officers, such as apostle, prophet, pastor, elder, deacon, and so on. Then is verse 6, diversities, activities. King James Version said operations. That means various methods. Several people may have a similar gift of the Spirit, but it operates in different people in different ways. It does not follow always the same pattern. Don't put God's work in a frame, in a box. For example, filled with the Holy Spirit, one case of all people just pray to the Lord. The Holy Spirit, we call baptism with the Holy Spirit to come upon them. But the other one is apostles, lay the hand. Then the two people receive a baptism with the Holy Spirit. That example here, so we can see, Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 4. This is 120 people together just pray, you know, to the Lord. You know, then on the Pentecost, they received it. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the other case, the Book of Acts chapter 8, verse 17, this one is apostles laying hands. Then they meaning Peter and John, laid hands on them. Then they received the Holy Spirit. So this means even if same gift, the method many way, operation many way. So depend upon God's will, not human will. Yeah. That's why we shouldn't frame God's work at all. You know, just totally rely upon Him. Whatever He pleases, yeah, He can do it. You know, in His ways, not in my ways. Then is next one is their diversities. Activities, King James Version says operations. So we already covered the activist operations. Then verse 7. But manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for profit of all. This is the purpose of the spiritual gift. Here, profit of all. Not for personal profit, such as personal money, personal glory, or personal power. This is a profit of all. But unfortunately, some people recipient a particular healing or a miracle, so he or she draws attention, money, glory from that. That's not right. That's not right. So this is a spiritual gift, the purpose, the profit of all. Verse 8, for one is given to word of wisdom.
Here, through the Spirit, wisdom is a proper application of knowledge, or an application of understood knowledge. Proverbs said, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, also beginning of wisdom. Also, the proverb said is knowing of God is understanding. So without relation with God's helper, you cannot have a true knowledge and true understanding, nor a true wisdom either. So here, one example, in the Gentile church of Antioch, they developed an issue of salvation, whether or not the Gentiles should be required to be circumcised after the manner of Moses. Then, James' judgment in Jerusalem church, book of Acts chapter 15, verse 1 and 19-20, and certain man, verse 1, came down from Judea and taught the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. That's the issue. Then Paul Barnabas brought that issue to Jerusalem, to James, half-brother of Jesus Christ, apostle. Then James decided, therefore I judge, James, that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. So that's wiser judgment. So that means proper application of a knowledge of God, you know, to Gentile, you know, Christians. So salvation based upon grace alone. Then also another, the wisdom example, Solomon's judgment, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 25. And the king said, divide the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other to find out the true mother. So inciting motherhood share. So that is example. Then to another, the word of knowledge. Here, knowledge, which means supernatural knowledge or supernatural disclosure, actually disclosure, that kind of meaning. One example, Ananias and Sapphira's donation case. Ananias and Sapphira donation case, they said, I want to donate the sale of my whole possession to the law before the church. Then, after the sale, they were holding back some. That case here is the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. So here is Peter, know that. You know, that means Peter received the gift over the word of knowledge or supernatural disclosure. So nobody told Peter, so Ananias and Sapphira, you know, hold back in some after the sale. Only know Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife alone, but Peter know that there is an exercise, the gift of the word of knowledge, the case. So also Ananias Sapphira violated God's word, because Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 and 5 says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. So Ananias and Sapphira case, so from beginning, they should not make a promise before church members and God. You know, that's better, obviously. To another faith by the same Spirit. Here, faith is, every Christian has a faith. Here is unusual faith in particular circumstances. Only God gives you that gift of faith, but you try so hard to work up faith, you cannot get it. It's a gift from God, but it isn't always there. For example, faith to move a mountain, Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have a faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. That kind of a faith. Another example is Peter had the gift of a faith to heal a lame man. Book of Acts chapter 3, verses 6 to 8. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have. Here, what I do have, meaning what I do have, the gift of a faith to heal the crippled man. I give you, in the name of Jesus Christ Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Also, another example is for Paul's case. This kind can be the gift of healings or the gift of miracles too, because Peter's what he does have, we can say the gift of faith, also the gift of healing, the gift of miracle too. Book of Acts chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. This is disciple Paul's case. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had the faith to be healed. Here is a crippled man has the faith to be healed, the gift of the faith of the heal. Paul exercised the discernment of a spiritual gift. So Paul, observing the difficult thing, Paul has the gift of discerning of a spirit here. So discernment over spiritual gift, that the man had the faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and walked. Here, Paul exercised the gift of discerning spirits. Also, the crippled man has the gift of faith, also the gift of healings, also the gift of miracles as well. Then, verse 10, the working of a miracle, this is supernatural miracles. One example, that Tabitha, called as Dorcas, the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 40. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, dead body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Also, book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, Paul's case. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirit went out of them. That is an example of a gift of miracles. So then we see prophecy. Prophecy in the Bible two ways. One is a foretelling. The other one is speak forth the word of God, usually encouragement. First of all, foretelling. Book of Acts chapter 21, verses 10 to 11. Basically, disciple wanted to go to Jerusalem, but here, name is Agabus here. And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, so he prophesied Paul's persecution. Then Paul's response, I am ready even to be martyred in Jerusalem in a decade. That is a foretelling prophecy. Then speak forth the word of God, usually exhortation case, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification. Edification meaning building up, not destroying, not discouraging. And exhortation. Exhortation meaning correct and encouragement. Correct and encouragement. And comfort to man. So here, three elements. Edification, exhortation, comfort. That case. That is another one. To another. Discerning of a spirit. Discerning is observing or understanding. Already disciples show observing, understanding the difficult things of spirits, such as Holy Spirit or evil spirit or flesh. Here, new believers name Simon's heart to get back his previous public attention and glory as a sorcerer before the pure power of God through Philip in Samaria case. Book of Acts chapter 8, verse 13, 18 to 20. The Simon himself also believed. So he used to be a sorcerer. Now he is a born-again Christian, believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, Philip's deacon preacher, and was amazed at seeing the miracles and signs which were done through Philip. Verse 18, now John and Peter came down. Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hand, here apostle John and Peter's hands, the Holy Spirit was given. Here, baptism with the Holy Spirit, or fullness of the Holy Spirit, not indwelling Holy Spirit. He offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I meaning Simon, lay hands, may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. So, here, the disciple Peter see Simon's heart coming from flesh. So, that's the issue. Next one, different kinds of tongue. Tongue is a Greek word, glossa. Glossa meaning a known language coming from God. Why, God gave a tongue? Because sometimes human language cannot describe the God's blessing, God's grace, human language, inexpressible. That's why God gave tongue from God. So in that case, for example, Book of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, the Jewish Christian Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place or one mind. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of a fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, Spirit baptism, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But this is a tongue is also the audience may understand the disciples teaching in that kind of tongue. Very, very kind, specific, supernatural. Also, another tongue, the Gentile Christians, Book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 45-46. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So tongue is the evidence of a gift of God. So that's it. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Interpretation, which meaning transfer, meaning transfer, not in translation, little by little. The meaning transportation, not translator, interpretation. Interpretation is because of verse 7. Verse 7 is a benefit to all, not some people. Because of that, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27-28. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or at the most three, each in turn, which means in order. So one person speak tongue. Let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him speak silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Why? Because the person gives the purpose to benefit all. One person is a tongue. So without interpreter, nobody can understand what I say. So no benefit into all. That's why it's the stop. So if it's God gave his interpreter, then public prayer with tongue is okay. So then the interpreter stand up so he or she can interpret what the tongue means. Then is we can build up the body of Christ. Then last verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Here, on the same Spirit, which meaning no conflict, no dispute, no division. If some division, stop there. Yeah, probably not from God, So one Spirit, no division. Works all these things, which meaning all these things of gifts, distributing to each one individually, which meaning as he wills, which meaning whatever God wants, whatever God pleases, whatever God chooses, totally depend upon God's choice. Then is each one individually. But King James Version said, everyone severally. Severally, the meaning, individual plus unity. For example, the property, husband, the wife, joint tenant. Joint tenant, which meaning each person, husband own their property, wife, her own person owns their property, but also several together. So that's why jointly, severally liable. or jointly, severally have a right to. So that kind of sense. That's why King James Version, every man severally. Severally is emphasizing is unity. So all gift God gave individually, but require one unity. That is a point of this teaching. Okay, let's see each question. Question one, verses 4 to 6, they are diverse of gift, but the same spirit. They are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. But they are diverse of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. Please explain the verses. Here, Trinity God, you know, Spirit, Lord, God the Father. So God, so various, many kinds of gifts. We already see in Romans chapter 12, 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There are different of ministries. Ministries, administrations, or offices. Then is activities, operations, or methods. So whatever God, you know, wants in his way, he's doing in his time. So that kind of sense. Question two, in verse 9, to another faith by the same spirit, to another gift of healing by the same spirit. Here, faith is basically unusual, you know, faith in particular circumstances. We already see that Peter has the gift of faith to heal the crippled man. That's example. The healings case is Peter is can be cases here. Also, I want to point out healings. The patient may receive the healing gift too. If you are ill, you may ask the Lord. God give a gift of healing too. Yeah. So not only to third party. You can pray for ill people, then is an ill person can be healed. So we can see many ill people, so by themselves pray to the Lord, they gift of healings from God, you know, that case too. So verse 10, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of a spirit, to another different kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Please explain the verses with examples. So miracles, we see, you know, Peter prayed for dead person Dorcas. So she's rose again from the dead kind of thing. Prophecy two way, one is foretell, one is speaking forth God's word to particular case, to encouragement issue, that exhortation and comfort, you know, encouraging, edification, and kind of thing. Then it is discerning of a spirit. Discerning meaning observing difficult thing. So that case is Paul, you know, discerned the crippled man whether or not he has the faith gift, you know, to be healed by himself, discerned. You know, that kind of example too. Different kinds of tongues meaning, you know, unknown language. So coming from God. So that is many kinds. Another, the interpretation of tongues. Interpretation is a meaning transfer, not, you know, translation, but in public, you know, prayer. So master in order, then is interpreter is required, then see. So now, Brother Rick, he may lead a song.